Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome all of you to this Mass. We begin the celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us just pause for just a few moments in silence. I know that we have plans for the rest of the afternoon, very especially like around 5:30. But we put those plans aside. Let us think about what's going to happen in a few moments. God will speak to us directly through the gospel. And then he will invite us to his altar to receive the Lord Jesus in Eucharist. Before this happens, as a family, we ask God to look upon us with patience. For at times we hurt our God, for the many times that we hurt one another, and we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then your light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The word of the Lord.
Just man is a light in darkness to the upright. The just man is a light in darkness to the upright. A light rises in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. It goes well for the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts affairs with justice. The just man is a light in darkness. He will never be moved. Forever shall the just be remembered. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. The just man is a light in the dark. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. Open-handed, he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His might shall be exalted in glory.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
It was a beautiful day yesterday with the rain. Yeah, I love the rain. It's a little bit cool. It was dark. I love dark days. So it was down my alley. But yesterday also was a beautiful day because I went to celebrate Mass at Trinity Tower, which they're neighbors of us. And I wanted to be there early, before everybody would get there. But by the time I got there, which was a little bit early, there was like 15 of the residents already waiting for me for Mass. And around 10:30, there were about 23 of them. You know, they didn't have to come to Mass. A lot of them are on wheelchairs, some walkers. Some of them need the help to walk. And yet, they came to Mass because they needed to hear the Word of God. They needed to receive the Eucharist, the body and blood. They needed to be anointed with their hands outstretched and receive the sacrament of the sick. They needed to receive Jesus, who is light. As I share this homily with you, see, in the gospel today, Jesus is asking us, you have to be light. You have to be salt of the earth. And the question is this: how can I be salt to the earth? How can I be light to the earth? If you're married, the question is, how can I be light to my spouse? If you have children, how can I be a parent light for my children? If you're a child, how can I be light for my parents? And then for myself, how can I be light to the people that I serve? I remember when I was stationed in Korea many years ago, 1985. I would say Mass, daily Mass, like around 11:30. And there was this lieutenant, he was Korean, Lieutenant Lee. He would come to Mass every day. And there was so much love and reverence he had for the Mass. But he never got up for communion. And one day I said, Lieutenant Lee, why don't you receive communion? And he said, Father, I'm not Catholic, I'm Baptist. And I said, wow, and you come to Mass every day? He says, yes, I love the Mass. In the Mass, you talk about Jesus. In the Mass, we sing to Jesus. And I see the reverence that the people have when they go to receive the Lord. When I heard his voice, his words, he was teaching me so much. He was light. Light of the earth. He loved the Lord. One day, when I was in Korea, I got a call. It was from a sister, a nun. And she had a very, very thick accent. And I could tell she was German. And she said, Father, can you come and celebrate Mass for us at the convent? Because our priest is not going to be here this particular day. And I said, of course. I said, yes, sister. I would love to go celebrate Mass for you. Give me the date. Give me the address. Give me the time, and I will be there. And she gave me the time, address, and I wanted to be there 30 minutes before Mass because I did not want to be late. These sisters made the communion wafers for all South Korea. And I gave the address. I got up early in the morning. I gave the address to the taxi driver. And he took me, literally, he took me this way through Daegu. Daegu is a city of 2 million people back in 1985. I got there 30 minutes before Mass. And I opened up the church, the chapel. And the church was filled with people praying 30 minutes before. I thought I was late. And so I ran and talked to the sister, am I late? She says, no. I said, what are all those people doing here? She said, they come all the time before Mass to pray. And I said, wow. I never see that in America. And then it was time to celebrate Mass. And I was moved. I was moved by the faith that I saw in their face. They didn't understand a word I was saying. I said the Mass in English, but there was so much reverence in the response to the Mass. I was moved by them. Mass was over. Sister said, told me, Father, it is a tradition that we feed you for breakfast. Will you stay? And I said, of course. It was a beautiful breakfast. We talked for a little bit. 30 minutes went by. And I said, Sister, how do I get out? She says, very simple, the way you came in, through the chapel. So we went through the chapel. The people were still there. They were still praying. This is 30 minutes after Mass. And I said, I never seen it in America. Wow. The faith. They were light for me. They were showing me how much they love the Eucharist. You see, my friends, if we want to be light of the earth, we get this light from Jesus. From God. He's the light. St. Paul knew this. He said it very clearly in the second reading. It's the same with us. If you want to be light and salt, we have to come to the Lord to draw strength from him. We have to rest in the Lord. That's what prayer is. Resting. Resting in the hands of Jesus. That gives us the strength to be able to say I love you and mean it, to be able to say, Mom, how can I help you? To be able to say I'm sorry and really mean that. To be able to say thank you. That's what I told the residents at Trinity Tower. I know that when you walked in through these doors, you thought this place was huge, but it's gotten small through the days and through the months and through the years. And all you have is each other now. And you have to be light to one another. And you have to say thank you to one another. And please to one another. And I forgive you. And we can do that only when we come to the Lord. He's our strength. He's the light. He came as light into a world of darkness to show us. That's why you're here. To receive the radiance, the energy, the power from God. To go forth from here to be light. To give food to the hungry, like the prophet Isaiah said. To care for those in need. To love the elderly. Oh, I love that Mass at Trinity Towers. They teach me so much. I guess it's because I'm getting there pretty soon. They teach me so much. We finish Mass. It's a beautiful experience. They didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay. You see, in the Mass, we experience one of the greatest things. It's the Lord. It's Jesus. Ask Him to help you be light and salt of the earth.
Let us stand to profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, but with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us be light for the world by being attentive to the needs of our brothers and sisters, lifting them up in prayer.
That our holy church might be a light to the world, shining in the way we treat one another and care for those on the peripheries of society. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That our country might renew its commitment to the values of civil discourse, care for the downtrodden, and support for the common good of all, so that we may once again be light to the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all who have consecrated their lives to proclaim the gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our community of faith, as we strive through our ministries of outreach to be salt and light for our corner of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who serve in the military, that they be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, and Robert and Elizabeth Ann Garza, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Special prayers for Jess Cano and for all of the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. My friends, for all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
God of all people, you call us to serve your world and share the good news of Jesus Christ with each brother and sister. Graciously hear our prayers and grant them through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. and pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the glory of his holy church.
O Lord, our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just
that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me. The mystery of as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life
and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
And now we join our voices as one family, and we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy. You should enter under my roof. But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.